I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It may be the start of a new year, but it's more of the same in Haiti. And schools bring healing to the Middle East. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Haiti has made regular headlines this past year thanks to persistent demonstrations and constant unrest. Despite calls for his resignation, Haiti's president recently announced his intention to remain in office until his term officially ends in 2022. And as Helen Williams of World Missionary Press points out, the battle isn't just political. Haiti still feels the spiritual shadow of its voodoo-focused past.
Well, the nation of Haiti needs prayer. There is unrest there. They need a stable government, opportunities, which is part of what the unrest is about.
That's not where the story ends. In the face of this chaos, Williams says the Haitian church has seen growing unity with a global body of Christ.
We understand that the churches are getting stronger in many ways, in different areas, and with the activity that we see in so many different parts of the country, I'm very hopeful for the situation in Haiti, that the Lord is going to continue to work there and break that bondage.
World Missionary Press plays their part by shipping Bibles and Christian literature to Haiti. If you'd like to help, donate with the link at missionnews.org. In the meantime, please pray for new safety and peace to come to Haiti in 2020. And what does war leave behind? Eastern Ukraine has seen conflict with Russia over the last several years and is still reeling from the effects. It's not just direct violence. The conflict has taken its toll on Ukraine's infrastructure as well. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock describes the devastation.
Imagine living in a village where the gas stations have been blown up. The fear over all the shelling has driven out any small businesses where there would be a grocery store, a hardware store, whole shop for ice cream, anything.
In a region where safety is rare and starvation is common, the church wants to step up, enter the Crisis Evangelism Fund, designed to soothe war-ravaged lives and show love in the wake of terror. The fund provides mattresses and linens so Ukraine's hurting can sleep peacefully, food parcels to keep them fed in the face of desolation, and evangelistic literature to remind them of a gospel-given hope.
In the midst of the suffering that's going on, God continues to accomplish things behind the scenes in amazing ways through raising up his church and people that desire to make a difference.
You can help support the fund directly or provide prayer contributions with resources linked at missionnews.org. And refugee kids in the Middle East have seen and experienced things that no one should. Many of these kids have post-traumatic stress, and lack of an access to education makes things even worse. 10 Schools International is meeting both of these needs by providing and promoting schools that heal. Rawan Haddad with 10 Schools International.
Schools that heal means creating healthy spiritual atmosphere that are emotionally healing next to education. Schools that heal means healing for the pain and the loss of family and friends. Healing for the sense of hopelessness and even thoughts of suicide among young people struggling to understand what happened to them.
With the support of compassionate teachers who love them in Jesus' name, refugee kids are finding healing. And when some start returning to their home countries,
they are returning with seeds of hope that come from the education they received in the camps. And through experiencing the love of Jesus, as refugee children have come to Lebanon or Jordan with several different emotional, spiritual, and physical traumas, they are in danger of growing deeper in them.
To help 10 Schools International provide hope and healing, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.